I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, a gigantic media story is breaking as we speak.
News Corporation has decided to close down the largest circulating English language newspaper in the world, News of the World, over allegations that it has hacked into thousands of people's cell phones and maybe even some emails and bribed the police and all sorts of nefarious things. It's a scandal that goes back 5 years, but it has just blown up in the last couple of days.
Well, it goes back, I think, more than 5 years. And the question is, where will this spread? The Murdoch family, you know, is reported to be in a sort of a panic mode over this. One reason being that partially in the crosshairs, at least partially, is James Murdoch, the heir apparent to Rupert, and possibly Rupert Murdoch himself. This is a thing that they had tried to contain, and now, as you said, they just closed a 168-year-old newspaper, News of the World, which is absolutely damaged beyond repair.
The allegations are incredibly serious, and it's not just they were hacking into members of parliament or that the cell phones of celebrities, but in one of the most egregious allegations is that they hacked into the cell phone of a murdered 13-year-old girl, and in hacking into her cell phone, deleted messages so that new messages could come in, giving false hope to the parents, who at that point hadn't found her body, that she was still alive. And there are allegations that they were hacking into soldiers who died in the wars.
Soldiers' families, yeah. I mean, that has reached a level of outrage in Britain, which suggests that this will become a kind of a, I think, Watergate-style scandal. I mean, I'm old enough to remember Watergate. This feels similar. There's a political element to this. The former head of this newspaper was the spokesman for the Conservative Party under the prevailing administration in Britain.
That is Andy Coulson, who is, according to The Guardian, a legitimate paper in the UK, is going to be arrested tomorrow for his involvement in this hacking scandal. And Andy Coulson used to be the spokesman for David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England. So it's gone all the way into Parliament. And of course, with every other media story, there's another media story that's behind this. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp is trying to buy B Sky B. They own about 39% of the company right now. They've been trying to buy the rest of it. And this is probably a devastating blow for his attempt to take control of this huge satellite television channel in the United Kingdom.
Yes, I think that was about to be approved. And that clearly, I think, will have to be postponed. And, you know, even if James Murdoch says that, as he did, that he was in the line of fire for some of this, on the hook for some of this, if he says he knew nothing about it, you know, knowing nothing about a burgeoning situation where police are being bribed, it just doesn't seem to me like the kind of thing you want on your resume.
And News of the World has already paid a couple $100,000 in settlement to Sienna Miller, whose phone they hacked into. And I have to say, one of the most interesting and illuminating explanations for how this whole British tabloid process works is offered up by Hugh Grant, who did a brilliant interview with the BBC explaining what happened to him and how he turned the tables on the News of the World.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. We'll be posting that video with Hugh Grant on our website, kcrw.com/Hollywood Breakdown. I'm Kim Masters. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business.